for mitzvahs matzah. Right?
That's right.
I mean, even that itself is the same type of idea. That we...
just the fact that it isn't even clear which one is the main mitzvah's matzah. You know, the summary shonim say the main mitzvah's matzah is good for the afikoman, which is why we're mocked with the dafke kizayis for the afikoman again to be out to those days. That's the ikra of yulat's matzah.
It's always
the
really.
How much to eat during the Seder, so it shouldn't be so hard.
Yeah. Usually better than the matzah.
I can't.
You know, if you're saying that it's the beginning and the end combination, we've already said, you know, we already went through the whole Seder. You know,
yeah, I said that this is the time where we actually do in the Seder the thing which brings it together, not just say it. It's not one thing, but that's the whole concept of Seder. Now we have to decide why that's so important.
Also, why shouldn't Yachas be before Urchas?
Yeah. In which case it would then be the beginning. In fact, it should be before Kaddish. It would be the beginning to the end, that type of affair.
Right. Why it should be? Because we have to. The market is Al Matas and Rorim, so we have to have Matas here. But. You can't say halach ma'anya unless you have yachatz, right? You're starting with halach ma'anya. You have to have a matzah that is darko shalani.
Well, why is it darko the matzah which is darko shalani, which is even at the end?
But that we'll get to with halach ma'anya. But for, I mean, first it's concentrated on this nekuda. Why is it important to do this? It's, why the whole meaning of Seder before? Who needs a Seder? Who needs the Seder with Simon and the Mashma? I think the idea of Seder itself is very essential. Why should that be? Why the awareness of everything that you're going to do all the way at the beginning of the meal? Let's keep it a surprise. But the whole idea of even the Achilat's Pesach at the time of the Yitzhiya, it's just that everything is very chuki, you know what I mean? Kol chukei ha-Pesach, like, and you're eating it in this place, and you're not going to move around, and it's only specific people, and everybody has to be mamuna on it in advance, and up to a certain point you can't add people, and you can't subtract people. And yeah, it's extremely chuki.
Even the way we're going
to
make
you have to have a license in your current Pesach, you know.
Even the way we're going to make this, you know, this group came in, this group right. Went out.
Yeah, and that's not a start, but still.
That's very organized.
So
that's a stream.
Right, the had the whole row of passing.
Right.
Blood.
Yeah.
But even in the Yitzhiya,
very much a strong idea of organization.
In the Yitzhiya, there was such a big gish on Hachana.
A big.
A stress on Hachana.
Yeah, but this is more than Hachana. I mean, it's not just another mitzvah. It's a tremendous sense of organization too. There's no reason to usher people from eating it in a different location and so on. Just stand on stuff on it if you see it per se. Right. And that's in the sense it sticks with us. It wasn't stand, you know, in order to avoid the malach or mashlitz or anything like that. It's an eager doing a feels better. Even in terms of facing the other direction with two tamburas, you know, no mixing.
Would this be direct contradiction to spontaneity?
Yeah, it's really unspontaneous. Yeah, it was better.
See, that's one thing that even bothers me. Yeah, there's this whole thing about doing things for the kids to ask questions, but the whole thing is so laid out that any kid who doesn't know when they're supposed to ask the question.
What bothered me is that it's close to.
I always get them to ask the question.
They always do. Every year, everybody loses, takes by the table. They're like, "What?"
I do something or other.
But even the things you do every year, they still jump. When last every year, when everybody takes by the table, the kids are always incredibly surprised. They don't know what's going on.
always the newest kid.
The right. 1 year, that's what it is. But that makes sense.
No, but like
one time you're going to fall for it, right? The first time when you're old enough to be aware of it, you're going to fall for it. Then the rest of the time you're going to...
No, I had a different question. I was going to say something from my show, but just sort of, you have a lot of discussions supposed to be spontaneous, but the fact, how can you be kofei of four questions?
Much worse than that. Even it's, you're supposed to ask yourself the questions.
Right.
So clearly, you can't ask the, how can you get your kid to ask you the question? I mean, a lot of it's kind of a account if you're asking yourself the questions. The beginning of the question is not spontaneity. You're saying the union of the head, Carolee Yanuka. So that's what I'm going to say. It's only going to be a Carolee Yanuka. Are you asking if there's no Yanuka there? Let's not do it. In other words, skip Karpas if there's no grace. No, that's a good point. In other words, to make a takana, that relates back to the original question. There's many things that we do that's a Carolee Yanuka. So if Rabbi Akiva's Mechalik, it goes in the Kalayos, you know. I mean, you don't do that if there's nobody to mechalik it to. You know, chod fin matzahs, you shouldn't be chod fin matzahs if there's nobody to do it for. So then why are we koveya tibul rishon anymore? It's the same, you know, it's just another aspect of that question. Why are we koveya this more than other things? If really, if that's truly its only function, it's like Carolee Yanuka. It's hard to believe.
Low plural, yeah, type things, you shouldn't forget.
So that's the question. Why do we say low plural and all the other things? Why is there a kvias on this as opposed to the other things we've done like? But getting back to the issue of Seder. That's a very good point that Shlomo is raising. So it turns out that the Shailas are also ala Seder. Which that even the spontaneity is supposed to be Mesudar. Suppose the spontaneity is Mesudar.
In general, the Seder is imposed. Putting Magid into a Seder is imposed. Putting Hallow into a Seder is imposed. I mean, a story, telling a story is not something that you... Telling a story is not something that you do in a set framework, in a set guideline, at a certain time, in certain words. Hallow just the natural... I mean, it definitely isn't a natural reaction to put Hallow at a particular point.
Any mitzvah that's supposed to tie you into what ought to be or could be a natural response.
But over here, especially specific dagesh that one comes right after another and it comes out, let's say, there, and you fit it in right here. You have to finish by this hour.
Same problem.
It is a sense of regimentation. That's our question. The Seder Shal Pesach is Misudar and it gives you a feeling of being regimented.
Could we relate to the holes?
But it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim itself, right? It was Hashem's response to the Tzvaka, but it was also the Hishan Belotena, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good point. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted exactly the same way on Pesach. It's Laila Meshum Raba Meshesh Yisimei Bereshis, but it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to... This is like these different levels that are all taking place on Pesach, where he's upset at the way Klal Yisrael is being treated, or the Tzaka, or the Gam Nishamati. On the other hand, it's the reaction to the Vemaeda, Yigodo Yeshli Be Yitzia. So, I mean, it's like all different things that are interrelated. The spontaneity interrelates with the plan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzad too, and like the moment of Makas Bechoros, the instant of Chatzos. I mean, that too is a regimentation. Yeah. And even the Anivalo Malach, Anivalo Shuliach is an element of regimentation. I'm taking direct control. I don't want anybody messing up anything around here.
It was also under premeditated. The whole thing was also under premeditated schedule.
Right. And that's the Laila Meshum Ruba. Bad Samayom Hazet. Moment that it could come. Yeah, okay.
Isn't it possible to have a feeling of spontaneity with something that's going out?
I don't think that it crushes the spontaneity, but it certainly...
It certainly shows...
Well, I mean, on a simple level, you can have the, for instance, you have the Magid, and then you have Kolamar Belisabra, which is Mitzrayim. Kolamar Belisabra could be spontaneous, and the Magid isn't. I mean, it's like Shmoneh Esrei is Kavua, and then you each one adds the in the broch what he wants. But that's a very low level.
Well,
I mean, I know, you mean it, I just explained to him, but, you know, why it's not austere, but on a deeper level, I mean, Shlomo is saying that there may on some level not really be a contradiction between regimentation and spontaneous feelings. In other words, that if the regimentation is accurate, then it will give the proper expression of spontaneous feelings. Sort of like the Shema Yisrael of Yaakov when he meets Yosef. That is the finest expression of everything that was bothering him up until this moment. Not an accurate expression. It's more of a Purim idea, you know, the way things work out or the way that they would work out anyway. It's not very basic.
So the one thing that is in plan here is they should have planned to start baking the matzahs earlier.
That's a very, very good point. You shouldn't have. It's a beautiful point. Because it's exactly the same thing. You must eat matzahs, and it works out that the matzahs, you have no choice but to eat matzahs. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same nakuda, utter regimentation and utter spontaneity. That's beautiful. That's perfect. If it's chaga matzahs, then it should be expressed this way in the matzahs gufas. Even nice. Very, very nice.
So, I mean, this is an idea which runs throughout, you know, all of Jewish life. You know, the fact that halakha, you know, insinuates itself into every aspect of
your thing. Yeah, that's what Shlomo was saying before, but I think it's fair to say that this is a far more regimented. I mean, we never have the type of thing where get the kid to ask the question, and yet the questions are misudar mirosh. I mean, it's strikingly misudar. There's never something that we call a seder. It's much more misudar than other things are, and it's much more contradictory. Our whole approach is supposedly to get people to ask questions, and we're telling them what questions to ask. I mean, really, come on. You know, it's like a slap in the face. It's all this patarta milomer manishtanis that the Rishonim say, well, it doesn't really mean patarta milomer manishtanis. So you don't really yotze manishtanis just because you said something. You know, on the other hand, we do find that the Gemara attempts where the Amoraim attempted to draw out spontaneous responses. Like Evet Sheshichro More and Masavo Kesev Azov and so on. So you're trying to be Mata'era Matzav and somebody will react.
Even the Shulchan, which is usually the part in the Seder where people relax, but it's Shulchan Orech.
Right. That's right. Very good. Very good. I mean, can you imagine, like, the spontaneity of the Arab body? I'm the Russian. And I'm the idiot day on the show. It's like a real.
Nonetheless, there is an idea of being marvim of sikor. It's Mitzrayim also. I have that thing in the Haggadah through Banu Arab all night, which is like it's almost contradictory. Also, no. In other words, you're supposed to finish the Seder by this is such a time.
No, that's not so partial. There's some who hold that it's Dafke, those who were there in B'nai Brak didn't hold it for B'lazar Ben Azariah. But if you hold out Chatzos, then for all of the mitzvahs would be out Chatzos, because it's Amatzah Simbarim. So if you can't say Pesach Zeh, because it's already over this month of Pesach, then it's not a Shaykh to talk about, because that's the Yikr HaGadah. So then it's not shaykh to talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim either. It's not so partial, but it's some one at a time.
So there would be Adolos Shachar?
You'll be back. Your work. Okay, now that he's going, you can break out the cookies.
Why is
that Hatzos? We're on one Nikud here, which is a very important Nikud. Mark, you're splitting. Hatzos?
No, you're the Yachat's the thing, but you can only eat until Hatzos.
Getting back to the idea of chometz versus matzah itself, is it to some extent an issue of Rosh Hashanah? In baking matzahs are very much. Be very, very careful.
I just think that maybe the idea of chatzos, this chatzos, isn't it a big idea of the chatzos?
Yeah. I took it very seriously what you said before.
No, I just mean.
You still have hot water up there?
We can pass on it.
Would you mind? You have some tea? That's what allergy means? What?
Still put air to sleep.
That's why he's drinking the tea.
the count is by all the different things that you get the bigger half.
They were wondering that. It's obvious.
Yes. Kichat.
Kichatzos is no joke either.
What?
The kichatzos is exactly the same idea. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be extremely regimented, but lamaisa, when it comes out as something approximate. Right? It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, kichatzos alayla, Moshe is saying kichatzos. It's also an element of spontaneity mixed with. You know, another interesting thing is Lamed Lashon Cholamar Eni Yodea, which is specifically the issue of Ma'eda. Mm-hmm. It's very funny that Dafka here is saying Lamed Lashon Cholamar Eni Yodea. That's just an aside. We're breaking now, in case anybody wanted to move. Because we're up to Yachad. No, we're really breaking.
Can we try cane?
confusions.
It's very good.
What?
Making this cookie. Hi, Barney. I'm sure you're feeling bad about missing these cookies.
Send them one.
What?
Send them with
Pesach. Oh, cookies to the Pesach?
I'll get it on Pesach.
Get it on Pesach.
That'll be a dirty trick.
Open up the tape.
What I'm missing is
live. Oh, God.
Part of the idea of chatzos is the significance of the time.
Let's see, somebody's preparing for Mardi Gras. Right, so they know. So there's like various things that you do. Various things that you're dressing up as, right? Various preparations, things that you have to get high on or eat or whatever. But this is the way in which you will reach a matzah of being in Mardi Gras. Which is like a whole, you're going to walk through the streets together and you're going to do whatever, dancing or whatever it is that is required to put you into a matzah of a Mardi Gras. Or New Year's Eve. There's certain hanhogas that are essential in order for you to feel like you're on New Year's Eve. Right? Now, the more aware that you are of the requirements of New Year's Eve or Mardi Gras, so the more able you are to relate yourself to those things by doing the necessary hanhogas and so on and so forth. In other words, a deeper awareness of the requirements is not a miyut in your response to it at all. It's simply taking a greater responsibility for seeing to it that you will be in a matzav to do the things that are required to be done when they need to be done. On a simple level, we'll go into it more deeply in a moment. Right? But you certainly would not look at that, say, as a lack of spontaneity. But you wouldn't say that anybody who's going to be in Mardi Gras should be surprised by the fact that Mardi Gras is arriving. On the contrary, that you want to put yourself into a matzav where you will be able to completely be yourself by having all of the achanas for the Mardi Gras completed. Right? It's not like spontaneity in the Mardi Gras.
No, but if the Mardi Gras itself was defined as first you have to...
It is.
Sense of preparation, like for
a so is New Year's Eve. I mean, there are very definite preparations. There's very specific songs that you're going to sing. You know that you're going to go wild at the moment of Chatzos. You know, because that's the moment to go wild at. It doesn't mean that you're more restrained because you knew that that's the moment to go wild at. On the contrary, the fact that it was this instant that you're waiting for means that that's the time that you can release all of your pent-up tensions and excitement and so on. In other words, if New Year's Eve was spread over an entire night and wasn't the instant of Chatzos, so then it would be nowhere near as exciting and as specific. It would be much more amorphous. And so it's the more, and that's what I feel like, very mediated, like the exact instant of Chatzos, right? Because the simcha is in knowing the moment of the change. And there's like, now is the new year. It's now. It's this exact instant. It's now. So the fakir, the more exact the instant is, the more tremendous the response is. Because if it's going to be spread over. So if you could say at any moment, it's the now. So, yeah, all right, big deal, you know. So 2 weeks from now, it's also the new year. Right. So in other words, the awareness of how special and essential the instant is allows you to be more spontaneous, not less spontaneous. Because your spontaneity has to be a response to this specific issue. Right? What do we mean when we say something spontaneous? We mean it's not that you are just doing what came to mind. We're saying you are reacting, right? So the more it's a reaction, the more spontaneous it is. True? So when is something a reaction? when it's coming as a response to a specific stimulus. So it's the more specific the stimulus, the more reactive is whatever it is that you do. The more reactive is the response. The more, the less specific the stimulus, so the less reactive the response is. It's just sort of a, it's just sort of a change in the way that you feel. That you don't call that, you don't call that really a response to the same extent, right? So the idea over here of Pesach would be that, going back to what we started with Kiddush, there's a specific awareness of Zmaniness when it comes to Pesach. But that's Merumas in HaKadosh Zolochem idea. In other words, now you have to know like how essential Zman is and how what an integral part it is of your ability to be a Ben Yisrael. And therefore Kiddush becomes part of the Seder. Because it's the recognition of how specific the Zman is. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for this day, it doesn't make it less spontaneous, on the contrary. It's exactly the same as the feelings of the instant of Chatzos on New Year's Eve, except that over here it's built up over a period of 430 years, right? So that makes it much, much more specific and much, much more of a response, right? So now when we talk about everything that happens. happens at Chatzos, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for this specific minute, or the Medrash that talks about the Korban Pesach as Mila as your entry certificate into this very exclusive club in which you're going to be eating this Korban Pesach and so on, or the membership cards on the doors, and all of these ideas they're not just preparation. Although we've discussed the idea of how Pesach Zman is replete with preparation. It's the only time you go crazy for like a month in advance. Your entire life revolves around Pesach. You know, baking and cleaning and the whole thing. Like people know Pesach, and like, that's all you think about is how much you're going to have to be putting in preparation. It's so incredible. With the Arba Parshas also discussed as being inherently a preparation even in the weeks before Pesach, leading up to Pesach. So, that too is true, but preparation is not simply to be able to have it. Preparation is to be prepared. It's that same concept. In other words, Leos Muchanim, for this moment, like be ready to respond. And the more ready you are, the more spontaneous the response is.
Is the anticipation aspect of this?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the recognition of the pricking aspect of it.
The what?
The stimulus. That, you know, you just got stuck with something. Right? It isn't that you're celebrating the new year which is coming or has come or which you're in the middle of. You're reacting to the specific instant of the clock changing. It's the moment that matters to you, which is a very, very strong Zman awareness. And if you wouldn't be aware of that, you would not have anywhere near as deep a response. So, it Mamsh ties into to this whole Pesach idea, because you're talking about Das. So there's two ways to view it. In other words, you can view it in terms of, I can make anything that I want out of my life. Right, or you can, in which case nothing will really matter because you always could have made whatever you wanted out of anything. Or you can view it as, I will be extremely aware of the specific nature of each moment of my life. In which case, each thing is very, very different than anything else. But then the responses are. It's not only that they're spontaneous, but they're also much, much more murgash, because there's more das involved in them. You don't find yourself assaulted by things without their having become part of what you were looking to respond to. And then let's take again the mashal for the mashal of New Year's. somebody told you at Chatzos, you had never heard of New Year, were not aware it was New Year's. If somebody told you at Chatzos, hey, guess what? It is now 1990. Oh, yeah? Oh, gee. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, it's also not because there wasn't the anticipated build-up. It's because there's just less awareness. It's much less relevant. Something that somebody has been waiting for, it's not only that he anticipates it, it's that he's more aware of it. He's more aware of how it's nogea in him. And therefore it means much more. Take this Halley's Comet thing, right? I mean, since it was such a build-up, I mean, Levitzer, there have been comets that were much nicer over the past few years. But they didn't have any of the build-up. So there was no mudahut. Over here it becomes something. The cycle aspect of it is very murgish, right? You know, and the opportunity aspect of it is you'll never see it again. And the history of it, and that so-and-so saw it then, and so-and-so saw it before, and the Chinese had seen it then, and all of the various aspects of Pesach, it's there. So even though the mice of the thing that you're seeing, you can hardly make out, it's so blurred. There's a tremendous sense of chashivas for it because, like, it's an opportunity and it has all of this. There's a level of your involvement in it that has been built up, and it is not simply anticipation. It is real connection. You feel that, like, you know, this is my comet. Like the other ones were all very nice, but this is the one that I can see myself relating to. So it comes out that as Pesach brings out the concept of the Hachana, the historical awarenesses, the recognition of its being a cycle, the way in which you have to wait for this specific instant, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for this specific instant, and the way that you naturally did then what it is that you had to do, because what else are we waiting for but Mardi Gras, right? So because that's Mamish Zman awareness. This more than anything else would relate to the B'mai Da. In other words, if you think that you have to figure things out in order to relate to them, so then that's a big problem. That's because then you're creating them rather than really reacting to them, rather than relating to them. You can't really respond to something where you're giving your own stimulus, and it's just like tickling yourself. You know, that's really what a search after Das is like. I'm constantly tickling myself and expecting myself to laugh. I mean, it's not, you know, there's nothing else outside because I've defined it all along. Whereas if Pesach, the more that Klal Yisrael recognizes the intensiveness of the preparation, the instantaneous nature of how it takes place, the way in which they have to be prepared in order to participate. Then we talked about when we were learning Shmos, we talked about how the third level of Gula was the historical awareness, the way in which the Yasi of the mitzvah now has to be Nogei Ledoros, and so on. It's the Ki Yishalcha Bincha itself, which appears so many times. Ki Yishalcha Bincha implies that what it is that you're doing, you have to at the same time be aware of its, the word educational is ridiculous. I mean, it's much deeper than that. Cultural is not. But it's no real word for it. It's more than nationalistic national implications, cultural implications. The way that will define the reality for people around you. In other words, your children will constantly look at this as part of what's like really important to them. And the more Pesach is this way, the more their children will relate to it, not the less. And in other words, the more specifically you are aware of what is coming in terms of what you're doing now, the more clearly what you're doing now has purpose, direction, and therefore relationship to you. Not the less so, the more so. You're trying to control and you're trying to, it's a very subtle distinction, but Lamaise, it's the most important distinction of all.
This idea of knowing what's to come in terms of the Seder is the opposite of knowing what's to come in terms of Nichush. Because the knowing what's to come in terms of Nichush is knowing what's to come without there really essentially being anything that you're doing now that is going to make it come. It's not that you're supposed to be making yourself for what's coming. You're going to try to manipulate what's coming. Over here, you're trying to your awareness of what it is that you're doing now in terms of how it must relate to the future is what's nogeya. So I have to be chotze the matzah because I have to know that there's going to be an afikomen, and that's what the whole purpose of this meal is, and so on. Maybe I really will know what it is I should eat. I shouldn't eat like a pig during the suda. That's nogeya. It means that now the arichas hashulchan is specifically part of an avoda that I'm doing tonight. And what do you feel on Pesach? You don't feel regimented. That's lamaisa. You feel extremely fulfilled, like very important, and very reacting and powerful and so on. Why? Because you know what you're doing. You're not controlling what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And that's almost the way we express it. You know, when a person walks in confident in a situation, you know, and I know what I'm doing. You know, and that makes him feel like he's really there. Whereas the person that's trying to control what it is that he's doing is very much on edge and nervous and tense, and he's not there at all. And everybody looks at him, what's wrong with him? It's mamish opposites. So one is a das, which is the awareness of an adam in the ilam, of how it is that he can connect to it, and one is a questioning of how it is that I can make myself a yodea, which is just awareness of yourself rather than it's self consciousness rather than awareness of what is. So maybe all of these things are a chelik of the tikkun for b'moedah, but they certainly all relate to each other. Chatzos, as Aaron said, is very much a Zman issue. And the Kedusha that we talk about here on Pesach is very much a Zman issue. Every aspect of its being like part of this very important historical process, and your requirement to see it that way, and to view your own activities within the context of all of that, seems to all come together to create this feeling in you of being very much on top of things.
Professional, not your job.
No, it's not a professional. On the contrary, professional is very outside.
It's an identity.
Right. No, then you're not looking at this right. There's no such thing as a professional. The aspect of professional, we even use the word, he was very professional, meaning that he wasn't really relating to the thing. He was doing what it is that he does. It's the exact opposite. I mean, it's no coincidence that we use the word for that. On the simplest level, I said, the fact that I have to relate what's going to come with what I'm doing now is das. I never just do anything that's not in context. Because it's providing a tremendous amount of context. And the more I provide context, the more I'm acting with das. The more I'm being mischabered to things. Now ultimately, context would require each instance context. So over here we talk about chatzos, you know, as the expression of that recognition. But so Moshe said to Tagmine Paro, there's no chashivas to chatzos.
What is the Korban Pesach? It's a Durabanan chatzos, isn't it?
It's
not one.
That would be a different level to saying that it's a lahachik as well.
In other words, tying you to a specific zman, bichlal, it would be a remez, larger zadam and avera, in other words, man from sin, in general, not simply to make sure that you don't eat your korban pesach, you don't leave your korban pesach over and stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sort of like a remez. The way to be marking man from sin is to make sure that there's specific zmanim for your tefillah, specific zmanim for your achilah. Because having that level of association means that you will not be choted, since chet comes from ignoring zman. That would be another level to the tikkun of the Gan Eden too, to the chet. It's because misa makes you unable to ignore zman. This is like a whole different way of looking at sin. In other words, sin means ignoring time as an issue. And mortality is the most forcible recognition of zman.
Where you see zman in the chet?
Yeah, you see zman in the chet also in the sense of afloy paga. It wasn't the right time to do what was done. Even if Adam had to eat, it wasn't the right time. Ignoring appropriateness is ignoring zman. So that's really what it boils down to. Because what zman ultimately means is what is now appropriate. Zman means that something is miyuchid for now.
What to do with appropriate?
Because that's what appropriate means. When we're saying what you're doing, we're not saying what you're doing is wrong. We're saying it's inappropriate. Meaning that this is not the situation. This is not the time and place to do it, right? There's a difference between saying something is wrong and something is inappropriate.
Appropriate is a lax word.
No, appropriate is matim. That it fits. It fits what needs to be now. That's what we say when we're inappropriate. I'm saying that ultimately Ra boils down to inappropriateness. Because there's never anything that you do that is wrong in an ultimate sense. But what makes it wrong is that it's not fitting.
And maybe we said chokos.
What? It's the awareness of the inappropriate. That would relate din more directly to Ra, right? It's because din would be the ultimate censor of inappropriateness. And Lamaisa, that's what it was. I mean, it was Yitzchak's, the inappropriateness of it was the age, was really the zman. And then he's a Cain and so on. That's a beautiful horror. Gosh, that's a whole new way of looking at din. In other words, the thing that it's, if we're going to boil all Ra down to the issue of being inappropriate, so the one who can be done has to be the one with the deepest sense of humor. Because humor is the sensitivity that we have to the inappropriate. So there would be no way of being done without being tzochek. It comes out that, in other words, we explained why the cheptim din is tzchok, in other words, the inappropriateness of life, and so on and so forth. But this is like unbelievable, because this is that you cannot be done without being able to laugh. One who doesn't have a sense of humor is possible to be a dayan. That would be another level with the Gemara apostles for a dayan, someone who hasn't learned to be tolerant, that type of thing. Hasn't been through Tsar Gidol Bonin. No. In other words, okay. I don't know whether you have the right to say that. There's no real right. But this would work out beautifully. You can't be a dying unless you have a sense of humor. How else do you know whether something's appropriate or not? Everything to you is serious. Right, so that's Yachat. Magi's the hard part. I mean, we should have started the Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach, not all for one night. Here. There's only one night to see what he says.
Call you, Michael.
Do we ever get in touch up why we've gone to Chatzos since we're before we jump?
Yes, we said it's like New Year's.
It's a good one. Go back.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's very good. It is New Year's.
Yeah, it is New Year's. It's the other beginning of New Year's.
No, we consider Chatzos. We consider Chatzos sort of a cutoff of the past day.
Right. It's a cutoff. It's a cutoff of the past day. Because you see that Pagabe
Yeah, the idea that that's
an important thing.
It's the end of the time already.
But it's
Aroha.
The
Maya
you have it to Rosh Hashanah, no?
Yeah. It depends according to who. And the Maya is a kind of, in other words, the middle already is the beginning of the new. That's what Chatzos means.
You mean like Kiddush Lepani, wait.
I think it's more than just the beginning. I think it's the concept of Havdalah, the instant of Havdalah. It's like the ultimate Medayik, like the Gemara says about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is Yodea. Being medayik in his itim and regayim, tremendous sense of avdolah. Because Bishlam, if you're talking about shkia or tzitzik kochavim, there's something to see. Oh, damn! It's so obvious. Much more than that. You only know it's chatzos when you know it's coming.
What?
What makes it half? You have to know what's coming in order to know when the half point is. Mm-hmm. It's the same as the Seder.
Right, exactly.
Other points are defined by the point. Over here, there's nothing to define the point. The only thing that defines the point is the past and what's to come, the past and the future. That's Mamash the whole Nakuda. In other words, the ultimate in Das is to define Chatzos, not to define Beinor LaFarshev. That anybody can do, right? Because you don't have to know anything that came. You don't have to know anything that passed. That's beautiful. Very good. That's more beautiful. Now you know what that says. Brought out.
Raise three matzahs and say.
Who did the graphics on this one? I see. Oh,
yeah. Ramach ma'anya v'yachalu ha'ma'asala b'yarlu mitzrayim. Kol ha'kleen yeshe v'yach. So... time doesn't really make any sense. It's that old question. Mm-hmm. But this isn't the lachmar that was eaten in Mitzrayim. It seemed to be a very special thing, and they ate matzahs in Mitzrayim. So why do we say it's the
lachmar? Tough, not the old question of this isn't the right place to
call the truth. Yes, every yibsam. Right, so remember the problem with that.
being, one being that you wouldn't be allowed to be pshtatif at this point anyway. Rashat ha'ochal l'shon ha'abar b'arad Yisrael, Rashat ha'avadeh l'shon ha'abar b'yichoyim.
This is also contradicts later when we say Atah b'nei Chorin.
Anyway, well, before the kashas, what is this for? Why are we saying this? This isn't the. Is it lefer a chelik of magid really? Because magid has to be after, has to be b'dar sheila v'tshuva. We haven't asked the sheilas yet. And it's also not connected the matzah because we do that later on with kol shelo amru shalosh baramei. So what's it here for? It isn't really part of magid.
Well, don't we ask the first question after borei piyagafa? I mean, why should we bring in the second cup in order that the kids should ask the question? Why do we have a second cup? Why are we pouring it? I didn't push the verb. After the second cup is brought and it's poured, the kids will ask the question, why do we bring a second cup?
You mean for the mission of Avim Lokoshen of Ikana Ben Shoel?
I mean, after, but that's right between, right? It's before.
Whatever, yeah, whatever triggers the question, but the point is that this is not Magi. I mean, it shouldn't come under Vigata to Avim Lokoshen. I mean, at the most, it could be Yotzei the inner Yodei Lishol, but if
isn't it sort of declaring right now at this point for the Manishtan that this is the Lechem Oni? What you're saying is that you have to be Shol, you have to ask the
Shol. But then what we're saying, you're wrong. We're saying that if it would be an introduction to Magid, with that it's Lechem Oni in the sense of Lechem She'oni Mo'ab, right, would be very nice. Well, we're saying halach ma'ani in the sense of anias. Right. It wasn't lechem oni in Mitzrayim. It wasn't lechem she'oni malov in Mitzrayim. I mean, they were having the nisim at the time. Sense. The Rambam brings this also. I mean, it's not like Stam, a recent innovation, or adopting one of the Nuschos here. You have the Nuscha Godesh and Ogubo Yisrov is Managalut Kachi. Allah Mahan.
This is the line where Magid starts. But you can't say this relates to Yachas.
Nuscha Agad.
Explain it. It wasn't after what you're doing. I mean, what is that? Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing. It's not just an accident that's void of any kind of explanation.
Why should we explain before we've asked? The whole mitzvah is to explain in response to questioning. And why do we throw in things that have nothing to do with the explanation?
Well, isn't part of putting away what happened at the Yachatz is to bring out the question of why are you putting away the half a matzah? In which case, this is answering that question. Mm-hmm. The lechem oni isn't the lechem oni particularly. That's the Yachatz is breaking and putting away a prusa because the way oni keeps his matzah.
Been other things going on at the Seder that's going to serve as an impetus for people to ask questions. So,
well, there's no question at all that we're relating it to the matzah that we broke. That's for sure. The shaila is why here? Why not? You know, why are we bringing in things that don't relate to it at all? Why do we have to do it here then, B'chlal? I mean, why not do it after? When we have questions to ask already.
I mean, the first question is on matzah, and if there hasn't been any other action with matzah.
Yeah, if you would say halach ba'anya, that would be very nice, but what's the rest of it?
If it came before Kaddish, it would make more sense to, it's like a dramatic opening to everything.
No, it's very nice where it is, as an opening to Mahdi. Since we've just lifted up the matches, it's fine. But, it's rather misleading. Because when the Gemara darshins that it's lachem oni, that you're supposed to eat at Gedarik or Shaloni, there's no remez that that's something that we ate in Mitzrayim. I mean, or that this was particularly the way that the pasuk was eaten in Mitzrayim. Unless there's really two completely different inyanim, the whole Achma Anya has nothing to do with its being matzah, it just has to do with its being poros. And the achla of the son of Mitzrayim is that the bread weren't shleimot. But I mean, it wasn't matzah, so. Because we're only relating to the yachatz aspect of it right now. That's what, I mean, as far as the words halach b'ayin is achla of the son of Mitzrayim, that would make sense, right? And notice we don't even call it matzah. It's bread. In other words, it's not an issue right now as to whether it's mochmetz or not mochmetz.
So would Rebbe be saying when we call it lechem oni in general, referring to yachatz aspect?
No. That's one of the drushes. Lechem oni is a madar kashalami v'prusa. One of the drushes is takar madar kashalami v'prusa. One of the drushes is madar kashalami yishtov v'umasi katano. That would be that it's done very fast and it's not miskamitz. But since we're only responding now to the fact that I broke it in half, and there's wonderment that breaks it, it makes a lot of sense, because we're not talking about matzah at all. Later on we have the drasha of matzah. So and we certainly would not be yotzi with halach ma'anya, we would not be yotzi the din, of that vigadat alavincha has to mean al matzah samurim yochlo, because we're not relating to the issue of the matzah. But as David says, we're going on and said, each point in the Haggadah we we relate to something that was done. In other words, whatever we do, maybe we can make that even a deeper tie-in. In other words, if the idea is that we're going to, that since the Torah told us we got it to Levincha, so then whatever it is that we do tonight, we're going to give some explanations for, which is something that we don't usually do, but here the Torah is being mechayev of us to speak about what you're doing. The only other place where we have such a mitzvah is Bikurim, which is what we dash. So then that would explain why we respond to the Yachas. It would not explain why we don't respond to the other things that we do. Of course, there wouldn't be very much we could tell them. Maybe that's why we don't respond to them. But what are we going to say? Karpas? There isn't much to say.
So the question is, why does Yachatz come here?
No, so Yachatz comes here because you have to use Prusot in order to have the Haggadah on them. Because it has to be on Matzah Zimrona. So the Haggadah is a discussion of Matzah, and the Matzah has to be Paros. So now the Shaila is why. So now the only thing that we're doing right now that is important to us is we're breaking the Matzah. So we're addressing the issue, why are we breaking it? We're breaking it because breaking is a derech of an ani, and our forefathers were ani in Mitzrayim, you should know that. I think that's very good chat. And we're not even discussing matzah. I mean, we look at it that way, it makes a lot of sense.
It's a big departure from what we normally...
Yeah, but in the Maaseh, it works out very, very well. Because one of the pshat, lechem oni, in other words, Gup, the Torah stresses that it's lechem oni. It's not even addressing the pshat. It's two things, matzos, lechem oni, the Torah talks about, right? Shema yom tochu matzos, lechem oni. So there's two aspects to the matzah. It's the fact that it's matzah, but also the fact that it's lechem oni. We're addressing now the lechem oni.
Maybe that's... I was going to say maybe it's part of the pshat and the two different brachas you make on the lechem. That's not really true.
It is to some extent.
Why?
Not the lechem oni aspect, but the lechem aspect. It is, because we have Lechem Mishnah, like we always have, and that's why we have three matzahs. We have two for Lechem Mishnah, and we have one for matzah. They're not two separate. We do keep the issues of the Achilas Lechem, per se, al-Sasuda, different.
Than the matzah.
Right. It's just that it would be very muddly that over here we seem to be Miyachi, the Achila of the Suda on the Prusa.
What?
Because the Bruce is the one that we're not being miyachid to Sudan.
What do you mean? It's not the motzi, it's the matzah.
Yeah, you know, I would go even vaiter to say a tremendous chiddush. I would say a tremendous chiddush. I don't know if it's true. We have to look up to see whether there's any marker for it. I would say like this. The din in eating lechem oni is not part of the halacha of tochu matzos. It's dafke din and carbon passive. In other words, there's two different dinim that are involved in eating the matzah. One is barav tochlu matzahs, the other is al matzah samar and yochlu. Barav tochlu matzahs is chal at all times, even bisman that you don't have a pesach. Al matzah samar and yochlu is a din and carbon passive specifically. So therefore, we have a problem. Because also locha barav tochlu matzahs, you have to be kovei asurda on the matzah. So there's even a havamina that on Sukkot you should be kovei asuda on the matzah because it's a din in kvi asuda. Als the din in kvi asuda, you should be using a shalom. And we are using a shalom. We have two shleimas. So now we're getting up, we're holding our three shleimas, we break one in half, and we're still keeping our two shleimas. Manashach, make up your mind.
Right.
Are you eating? You're eating this as the suda, you're eating that as the suda. So we come along and we say, listen here, there's two different dinim. There's lechem oni that we ate in Mitzrayim, and we're still eating a prusa as a zikaron of lechem oni. However, this din of being kovei on lechem oni is only din in Karban Pesach. We want you to know that kol tzrich yaseh v'yivsach is what this is nageh on. This is why we're being miyakid, only for those who are eating Karban Pesach. As far as we're concerned, we're Ashat HaHacham, and maybe we're still holding two Shleimas. Because we have to be, we're being Koveh the Sunnah, it's something different than the Pesach. Notice that way we're originally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're originally being Koveh the Haggadah on two separate issues. the thing which our Shulchan Aruch will be called there a kavuan is not the prusa. So you're wondering, why are we making the prusa? It's zecher to lechemoni. But lechemoni is a dinner carbon pesach, so remember, we want you to know right now that called the 38th of Yitzchak, but Ashatamacha, so remember, you shouldn't think that we really are going to have a carbon pesach, because otherwise, it could be that this would be Ma'oran also the problem of being Magdish Psochim Bachutz. Right. Now, we're very careful that people shouldn't think that we're actually going to eat a carbon pesach. If I'm right that the din in Lachamoni is a din specifically in carbon pesach and not in Achilas Matzah, so then we want to say now, Ashata Achal Hashanah Bavardi Yisrael. In other words, we're not really, when we're saying, Kol the Tzviyetz of Yitzchak, we don't want you to think that you're really going to be eating a carbon pesach tonight. But we hope that the time will come that we will be able to say that we're being Miyakid these Matzahs far sooner with the carbon pesach. That's not what we're going to have tonight.
That's right.
So we answer, in other words, all the problems. We're explaining why we have two separate things here. One for Su'udah, one for the Karban Pesach. One Su'udah Shlema, so one a Prusa. Right? We're explaining why we're still doing it, because it's Zecher to the Anias that we had in Mitzrayim. And we're also explaining that we aren't serious about it. And that it's only a Zecher.
That also fit in with the by Hillel, we only do as a Zeichel Migdash. We only do as a Zeichel Migdash.
You mean why we say Dafka Zeichel
Migdash? Rabbi was saying that's Dafka the Lechem Oni, which would only be in Ogea when there's a Pesach.
Right.
Amatz Samar Miachlu.
Yes, yeah,
so we only do Amatz Samar Miachlu as a Zeichel Migdash.
Yeah, but that would be true without this. I mean, see, how does this. I thought you were saying that you see that when we do what we do. For Hillel, we go out of our way to say Kachoy Hillel Osi Bizman Shabbat Samekash Ayakayim. Bedavka. In other words, people shouldn't think that we're really doing this in order to. Well, maybe that's true. In other words, if we'd be we're Miyachet for Korech, also Prusa. Right?
So, well, which I'm confused because of all the discussion. Which matzah is supposed to be eaten for what? Because I've gotten myself like so little ball. Top matzah is
it's like a Mishnah.
Is Motzi. Yeah. Right. The bottom matzah is matzahs.
There's
the Prusa matzahs.
You're supposed to drop the like a Mishnah matzahs when you make the matzah when you make the brocha on the matzah.
And just have the Prusa in you.
Right.
So drop them?
Put them
in. Yeah.
Okay, fine. And the Korach matzah is.
The Korach Matzah is also a Prusa.
There's no way to go around.
Right. So no, but it's Bedavka Prusa because Hillel would have eaten it for Prusa.
Right.
Do you have you don't have Sternbuch I got here, do you?
No.
I wonder if he could be even says, but I think he says Beferish. Mitzaladin, you're mechuyav to be made from Prusa for Korach. Also because of this form.
Of the Gros?
What, the Gros?
Yeah.
Huh? Let me see. He goes with the minigag rod, maybe he would say. Sure that he had, no, look it up. But It's just interesting. I wonder if the Gross call it. The Gross says to hold, instead of holding the two Shlemos, to hold the Shlema and the Prusa for Hamotzi. But you don't have a real Lechem Mishnah, a separate Lechem Mishnah. Right, but in two would be made of that, that you still have the other Matzi. Right? Oh, one minute. Das a riff. If our Rambam, the Inzorach of the Shtematzes, okay, that's a Magen Mishnah. Okay, Mashman Lishna Masris, and he will live on that Matzah, okay, Matzah. Mashikos, and let him only Mashmakin. Gimlok, he needs a Terach Anias. Kimuch Yeshur Shtematzes. The Gam Yesh Lochatzimat. This is that's the issue that we're addressing here. In other words, if it's true that you're going to have the Shlema also, and it's a Mimonim Shach. Either you're using Lechemoni or you're not using Lechemoni. So we have to address this issue. Right?
But the wrong thing, you only need two matzahs left to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that?
I don't know if I got that.
Yesh gonim shosim shtei matzahs v'achas poros v'shnayim. V'yashir chetzi v'akikomen. V'ala prusa mevorech ha-motzi v'gam mevorech ha-lachiras matzah. Chenon of Forest, Birushalmi. Matze Belele Pesach, Yishu Botzea, Mvorech Hamotzi, Balochlo, Mvorech Halachivas Matze. But according to us, it would work out very well, because Yerushalmi would be talking about Bisman of Yavah Pesach. So there, the Kvias of the Suda would be on the Pesach and the Matze that you're eating with the Pesach, so Menele, you're Mvorech on the Prusa. But since we don't have a Pesach, so we're being Kovei our Suda on Matze, so Matze is a Shlemos. When it comes out, Mamash Vahalocha, Nafkamina, that the Zman the Korban Pesach, you would not be Mavorach on a Shlema, you'd be Mavorach Dafka on a Prusa.
All the Brachas, both Brachas.
Yeah, or at the most, you'd have a Shlema and a Prusa, in order to have right. Lech Mishnah. Well, I don't know. We have to look more into it. Now we have to see if there's any Raya that the din of Lechamoni is a din in the Korban Pesach, as opposed to the matzah that you're eating, Merav Tochlu Matzahs. Is Lechemoni a definition of what matzahs are, in which case, of course, it would apply to all of the name of matzahs? Or is it said in context of Korban Pesach? Okay, so this is for more research. I mean,
what?
Can't sit here now, but it would explain a lot of inyanim. It would explain this whole paragraph. Explain its order, why we address issues that haven't been raised. Because Lamaisa, they have been raised by what we're doing with the animals.
But do you have a concern here for, you know, inviting the suits of the Lord, sorry?
Oh, in this case, also the call Yitzchak Vivsach is referring to now.
No, so then it wouldn't really be.
Wouldn't be really be.
In other words, these statements are not serious statements. They're not meant to be taken seriously.
Oh, okay.
Just like the priest is not meant to be taken seriously. We're saying this is a remiss to what we used to eat in Mitzrayim, and that which we ate, and that situation is one that we can't really duplicate over here, you know. But this is what the matzah was like. And
so what still is the kol difen yesev yechol kol yitzchak yesev yivsa?
We have to say that's what they would say.
And Mitzrayim.
I guess.
Before the
kol yitzchak. I mean, look. Let's be serious. We're saying this to the people that are there. I mean, we're not saying it to anybody.
Yeah.
It's absurd to say that we seriously mean this.
Then can I ask another question?
Is that true? Nobody could take this statement seriously. I mean, we can't tell the people sitting at the table anybody who needs to eat gets it down to eat.
And some people open the door for this, and
do they?
Well,
who are they talking to?
Whoever.
I don't know. Is that a minhag that has a charge?
I don't know. I just know that people do it.
You may not have a charge.
Isn't it dafka in Aramaic as opposed to in Hebrew? In order to be, isn't these things to be understood? People understand this. What's the reason it's in Aramaic?
I would imagine it's in Aramaic because it's part of the kvias of Golas to say it this way. But since this is something that is being said specifically because you're not able to bring a carbon Pesach, so we're conveyed in Aramaic in order to retain our shaykhs to the Golas. I don't know. It is mysterious. I mean, you'd think that it would be possible to say this directly and just say, look, you know, we're not, this is a zecher. Like we say, the zecher of Mikdash Kilo. This is a zecher that we'll leave in Mitzrayim. We're not going to be using it tonight because we don't have a Korban Pesach or something like that. Why should we say it in this funny way? Could the Aeneas have something to do with the invitation? Huh? It makes sense. If people are poor, you have to invite them to eat. Restating the way they would do it in Mitzrayim?
They wouldn't do it in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. It's still pretty fun.
Well, I mean, we can't very well speak in Egyptian. Although she knows the show.
They didn't speak Egyptian, did they?
I guess so. I mean, we had a whole different order of remes for this, if you recall. We said that this was Nagea, but the real reason it's here is because whatever happened in Mitzrayim needed to be Mitzuken through Chesed specifically. Because since Bama'eda was a Kilgul in Chesed, and everything that happened in Mitzrayim was shown as a sense of tenderness and Chemla and concern for others and a belief in the sanctity of life and so on. So we have to begin the Haggadah with words that indicate our willingness to share and so on. I mean, that's on a different level. I just don't want that forgotten. It is a very nice job. But for my advice on the practice.
Does it connect in some way with Gullah's Bhava?
The Haggadah was written in Bhava, wasn't it?
Yes, it was never written.
Oh. It's obviously selling an awful lot of copies.
Nobody's collecting royalties.
It sort of developed. It's a,
there wasn't a certain amount.
There isn't a Baal HaGad.
I don't think that there's this particular Baal HaGad.
And the Rambam brings down.
The Mishnah says what they did in Martin.
But all these.
They make sense. It's an Allah. They make sense. I mean, there's the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the outlines for what you have to do.
But it goes back so far.
No, it's Messiah and Beshvach, Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, Birchas Ashir, Machlokas.
So some 1 year, somebody goes with a practical guide to Rav
and
Shmuel.
And the Siddur. Siddur is also right.
The first time
spoke.
Right. It's true.
Sounds funny.
Most taken advantage of. Most taken advantage of all
that. I don't know if there was. I mean, the Rambam goes out here to write down that, but it was known. It was one of them. Maybe his was the first that was ever put down in this form to be sort of a halacha compilation of Haggadah. Nusach Haggadah Shenagu Bo Yisrael Bishman Haggadah Shkachi.
I mean, have you seen the song Kade Shirk?
I don't think so.
No, if the Haggadah wasn't done in any particular way.
It's in the mission.
Oh, that's right.
Kaddish is part of the mission.
And so is the same. Kaddish Shirk has Karmas Yacha. It's part of the mission also.
Yeah, but that's Arba Shayla.
It had to be four. I mean, that's an important issue. They switched the Kashas. And it was Nagar.
It is important that it is four.
They didn't add questions for Halayla Zekulot Sli. They switched it. When they used to eat the Karm Pesach, the Kasha was B'chol Evot Anu Achlim Sli M'shala Kamavush Halayla Zekulot Sli. Telling that maybe it's a remembrance of Bubba.
I mean, the Rambam something jumps out at you.
Yeah. It's certainly stressing Golas, and that's the whole point of it.
Would it make sense to also, I don't make sense, but it tie in some of what Bubba would be remembering that we're dealing with Lashon so much on Pesach and Bubba is such a mock of Lashon.
I would suspect it probably ties in more to the idea that that all of the Goliaths are really secondary to Mitzrayim, part of the Goliath Mitzrayim in a sense. Is that they all come as an extension of Goliath Mitzrayim. That's Shlomo the Goliath Mitzrayim. So we want to say that. I mean, maybe we even want to indicate that we're sort of in the same situation. There's people that are hungry nowadays. So.
Isn't Bubble the only really ghost that was like a real equivalent to Mitzrayim? I mean, on a much more practical level, where you have a Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's usher to be to leave Bubble the same way you would have been usher to leave, you know, you couldn't leave Mitzrayim before this month.
Also, it says that they were really to have
Mitzrayim. Yeah, but they were in Eretz Yisrael, so it's even better. I think the only one that's an exception to that is Golas Evan. In all of them, there were specific shaykhs to the land. And it wasn't an issue going out of the time, but
it wasn't the right thing to do. Yeah. We were trying to get beat up.
What is
it? I was just stressing the connection between Bava and Golas Mitzrayim, and that it's the Gemara says that when they left Bava finally, so it says they were Ro'oi to have Nisim.
Adi Avor Prashim. We don't have a good... mean, I think whatever is going to be said, it's going to be very, it's going to be disturbing, because l'maisa, it's dochuk to say something that is not possibly nogeh. I mean, you cannot say kol tzuch yetzer to yourself. You cannot mean it for any number of reasons. There's no beis hamikdash, it's the wrong time, you're not talking to anybody. I mean, it's absurd. The whole thing is absurd. So clearly, either it's a remiss to what's going on in Mitzrayim, or it's a remiss to what we would like to be, or it's a remiss that the yachad. So we've just said we'll only be nogeh at that. But any of those chatter medocha, because it's very funny to be saying something that you don't mean. I don't see how we're going to get out of that, no matter what we say. I can't imagine the theoretical way of answering this completely, making it seem natural to talk to the walls and invite them indeed. I mean, this is not natural. And maybe even stressing the difference between our current Ashiras and the Adiyas in Babel, in Mitzrayim. In Babel, people lived well. Maybe they called the Kol Tzuch Yetzer, but then you don't say Kol Tzuch Yetzer Yifsach, you call the Chvin Yetzer Yetzer.
Does the verb Yifsach necessarily mean to eat the Korban Pesach?
I don't know. I remember seeing Pshatim where they're trying to drink a cup of that. But it just doesn't seem reasonable.
The next two lines are present, future kinds of things. It doesn't change the tense. I call it things in the call. It's saying now. You thought in the future. Even according to this, but it doesn't change the tense like it does in the next two.
The Rambam scares us called the Tzorach with Pesach, Yesevi Yusach.
Called the Tzorach with Pesach?
Yesevi Yusach.
What does that mean?
It means that you can't possibly say what I was asking.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand that, but what does it mean by itself? It's a ridiculous question.
Right.
It's an even more
ridiculous
question.
No,
it's the same question.
It's the same thing as we've been assuming in the whole line. So I said he can't be taken seriously. It's another one of the reasons.
Yeah, but called the Queen, you can say. I mean, doesn't even say it like that.
The second part doesn't make sense at all.
Oh, yeah.
That she says in the second part, called the Circle Pest. I think the second part is best called the Queen, maybe there's an importance to be attached to the difference between Ashiras and Babel, where specifically the Jews did well. And as part of going to Babel, they were told to do well. You know, buy homes, invest money, and
right.
And build up a nice way of life. That was Mamash Achiev that the Navi told them. They had to relate to Babel as if they really meant to live there and so on.
This was the first goal to Babel, wasn't it? It's echoing across that valley from up on the hill by the monastery. There's houses over there.
Sounds like
it's ready. Alright, I don't know if we're going to do better on this because I keep
speaking. Yeah, he's got to
move on. Alright, so let's just summarize. So we're saying that that after the Yachatz, we want to explain why it is that we took a Prusa. So explain that the Dinner Prusa is not inherently connected with chimutz or non-chimutz, but there's time halacha that the bread should be broken, and that is a zecher to the Aniyas in Mitzrayim, the fact that it was broken, and that's what, since we're breaking it now, that's the point that we want to explain. And since that is something which is negea, not the sunnah salayla per se, but rather the din of matzah with the carbon pesach, so we want to bring out that we're not going to be bringing a carbon pesach. Furthermore, we want to stress our willingness to support life, bichlal, at this time, because that's the Ge'er our Mitzvah from Mitzrayim. And thirdly, we want to relate the Golas that we are in to the Golas Mitzrayim, and to show that it's a continuation, and that in the same way that there was a Gula then, the implications are that there will be a Gula Hasida. That was the main point.
starting opening your mouth to say something, anyone who would be uncomfortable if they had childhood or something, this, you're giving them the opportunity to open their mouth. I mean, at our center, it's definitely like that. Before anyone says anything, to start saying facts open, people who don't know, don't really say, well, I was always, you know, it always bothered me that we have to do this, you know. No one asks me to put, make people feel it is that we're already talking about what's doing.
Well, it may be that we're one of the Paseach or any of the other show before the...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, before the Kashas. In other words, the Kashas only to get those kids that can ask. Any other show, so maybe we do an atzachlo before there's even any questions. There may be an element in that.
The Lashon of Lech Longer would be a remnant to the Lech Mishan and Malala.
Yeah. That's right. In other words, it's a good time to remember that you better ask questions or else.
All the Tanaim were mentioned in the Haggadah are all Eretz Yisrael Deka Tanaim.
It doesn't really. I mean, yes, the Seder play. So I just say the play is just that it should be, isn't it just to be more, it's could be what the was the name of your slim
mitzvah. It's big green marker, no, I
just noticed
that. I just the flip. That's the way we're in the Seder. The Arbitrary Seder started off with the Ramos and the big thing in Kabbalah, so he sets it up according to the Tzura of the Spheres. But I don't think it directly relates to the concept. I mean, you know, there's so many different levels. And once it's done this way, it's already, you know, it's promised to various things. But like Epic Shoshas Regim, I mean, you can have like 100 different levels. But in terms of a consistent shot, you know, all the way through, I don't know whether we have a right to analyze like this particular thing and see how it fits in all the way through. You know, if it's Levi, it's Tafka Levi, that's the portals. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a very sophisticated level. I mean, I don't know. The obvious questions. First of all, that we don't answer these questions, and then that the word manishtana is not a question. It doesn't make sense as a question. It seems to be a statement. You'd have to ask lama ishtana or bema ishtana. It's like a statement, an exclamation. Manishtana alaylazemikolaylot. How different this night is from other. That's what the words literally mean. How different tonight is from other nights.